This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get it to the mouth and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, in the Low T Center Studio, myself, Jason Swain. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning, 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Benjamin, Charles, good morning, individuals. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Doing all right. Ready to talk a little bit more about a Tennessee win before Tennessee has to play Alabama. But hey, they won this past weekend, and that's something.
I'm not recognizing football this weekend. Tennessee and Alabama play baseball at 12:30 as part of a fall scrimmage that the NCAA is allowing this year. I'm not recognizing the football game to follow in Neyland Stadium.
They play football Neyland Stadium, 3:30 CBS. No,
I'm actually excited for Tennessee Alabama because I want to see how much more this team improves, because they continue to improve. They continue to improve and impress when I didn't expect them to do certain things. And they looked good in the Georgia game for the most part compared to what they did. They come out and they beat Auburn. I want to see how they look against Alabama, the best team in the country. This is where boys become men, as Swain says all the time. This is a different type of football game. I want to see how Jarrett responds after all this national recognition, how the wide receivers respond, what the defense can do to improve. So as the days go on, I get more and more excited for this football game.
There you go.
Feels weird, though.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a nice spin.
Boys become men in this football game. Tennessee, Alabama. Boys become men. They swung. They made some connection with Georgia. Didn't knock them down. But they come back after the bye week. They swing and they knock Auburn down. And I'm not expecting Alabama to fall. I'm not expecting to see Tennessee knock Alabama down. But I do expect Tennessee to swing. And I expect Tennessee to continue to improve. Offensively, defensively, offensive coaches will be on the field for the rest of the season, according to Jeremy Pruitt yesterday. So I look forward to seeing an offense that continues to show some creativity and get the ball to their playmakers in space. I expect to see Jarrett really take over as the quarterback of Tennessee and be that leader and him take ownership of this offense. But what do you expect for the final record for Tennessee? A few games left. You have one out-of-conference game. You have four SEC football games remaining. What do you think Tennessee's final record will be? That is the question for hour number one. We have Around the SEC at the bottom of the hour. We have Attaboy at 7:45-ish. We have Touchdown Turnover at 8. We will talk to Austin Price of VolQuest at 9:15-ish. But for right now, What do you think Tennessee's final record will be? Here are the remaining games. You have six. You have Alabama this weekend, obviously, 3:30, CBS. You have South Carolina. It was announced yesterday that South Carolina game will be at 7:30 p.m. There at Williams-Brice Stadium. Always a tough place to play, and definitely at night. Dobbs went on the road. Dobbs got it done. But it was really, 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 really cold.
Dobbs did it twice, right?
Once.
Really, really cold.
2014 and 2016, right?
2014, Dobbs and Hurd had the massive comeback. And then
oh, that's true. They did lose in 2016.
They lost.
2016 is the game that Jalen Hurd had his debacle on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
They lost. Dobbs didn't play well.
Yep.
7:30 game at home for South Carolina. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a really tough test. Probably the toughest environment on the road for Jarrett. I'm eyeing that next week game because Auburn, 11 a.m. local time, that crowd will not as loud as it could be. Then you play Charlotte. Wait, is this? Why does it look like this is an away game? You see that?
That's funny, yeah. On Google, it's the Charlotte game is listed as an away game. Apparently, according to Google, Tennessee travels to Charlotte.
What is going on? Then you play Kentucky at home, Missouri at home, and then you play on the road. Vanderbilt.
Whoa.
Which will be a tough football game.
It will be. I think Tennessee every game wins. Will be tough except Charlotte.
Correct. Charlotte is bad. They lost to, or they maybe they're not bad. They destroyed Western Kentucky this weekend, 40-14. But they've been destroyed by App State, 45-9.
Appetizer State.
Oh, and this is a very random note because I'm seeing here that they beat Old Dominion, 28-25, the second week of the season. I love watching the college football scores scroll by at the end of every Saturday. And Old Dominion scored by, and they are now 1-7 on the season. And it is hilarious that that one win came against Virginia Tech. I found that very, very entertaining. Wow. When it scrolled across.
Yep.
They're ready to pack it in, man. They already achieved their goal. They beat Virginia Tech. All right, boys, let's get ready for basketball season. Because they are a basketball school.
They got a decent basketball team.
I didn't know they had a football team, to be honest.
They have one and six.
I don't know how long they've had a football program, but I know their football program is new to Division One.
Final record. What are we looking at? Six games left. Let's get to Vol Nation first to start the day. And congratulations to Vol Nation. His daughter is now engaged, so I think we had a Bad Boys 2 moment there at the front door with Vol Nation and son to make sure that this dude was worthy. And he passed the test. So
yes, sir. Congratulations. Yes, he did. Thank you, man. I know she's pretty excited. You know, it takes daddy a little bit longer because, you know, it's your baby girl, you know, and all that. But he's a really good guy.
Good.
And so I'm excited for her. They have set a date for next March. So things are coming quickly for them. So
That is quick. It's not around football season. So good job, Mr. Vol Nation there. And I'm pretty sure you're working some overtime to pay for that wedding, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. they're doing a good job. I'm excited for them. But, at the beginning of the season, I was looking at things, and I wasn't quite sure how we were going to do this year. But I knew that with Jeremy Pruitt coming in, implementing a new system with new coaches and picking up the pieces and things of that nature, trying to change the culture, I knew 6-6 was necessary. You know, I think it was necessary because in order to get those 15 practices in order to help with recruiting, in order to prepare for going into the next season, and also to prove that, hey, he's come in and he is actually doing something. You know, in the mindsets of us as Vol fans, we have high expectations. Some people came in, well, we can be 8-9 if we're, you know, we can be 10-2 and all, you know, and that's great. But the big thing, and I've heard people say that, you know, not y'all, I'm just saying. But, you know, my goal was like, hey, let's get to 6-6. And now with that victory over Auburn, which, you know, at the beginning of the season, I talked about some swing games. And those swing games were going to be like the South Carolina game, the Florida game. And then to me, another swing game was going to be West Virginia. I just didn't know what to expect that game. And we ended up losing against Florida, and that was like, we took a kind of a hit. But we kind of made up for it beating Auburn. So looking at the rest of the schedule, I know Charlotte could give us that fourth win that we needed. And then looking at Vandy, USC, Kentucky, and Missouri, I think we can beat Vanderbilt, even though Vanderbilt is much improved, you know. And then, you know, me personally, because I live in South Carolina, I would love to be able to beat the Gamecocks, even though they're a tough out. But I believe they can be beaten. I believe if we continue to improve week in and week out the way that we're doing right now. And like I said, I mean, going from the Georgia game into the Auburn game, that was a significant difference in the mindset and the body posture of these kids, how they're executing. I mean, they look well prepared. And so I think if they continue to take that into each and every week, I think we can get those 6 wins, maybe even 7 if we can swing a Missouri or a Kentucky victory. It's going to be that, once again, those teams are tough, but it's not like they're unbeatable. I want to get your opinion on that. So I'm thinking 6-6 is minimal, but I predicted 7-5 at the beginning of the season, so I'm kind of sticking with that. So that's me, 7-5.
I mean, I think that is pretty fair and level-headed, Vol Nation. I mean, I look at the rest of the schedule, and you know, what Tennessee did was pretty damn impressive. I don't know if I expect Jared to be perfect on third down and 8-plus like he was against Auburn. That's hard to maybe duplicate, but hey, who knows? I expect us to continue to throw the ball deep and attack corners and throw those 50-50 balls. I do know that now the South Carolinas, the Alabamas, the Missouris, the Kentuckys, all these teams now will be looking for that. Kentucky secondary is nothing but seniors. They're all very, very experienced, whereas Alabama's corners, they're freshmen. Very talented freshmen, but freshmen nonetheless. So there's going to be some challenges moving forward because people will expect the back throw. Now, if you're Tennessee, are you trying to run past them now and throw it over the shoulder because the defense is expecting a back throw? If you watch Monday Night Football, I don't know if it matters if you expect it or not. Perfect pass beats perfect coverage all day long. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was throwing back shoulder throws to receivers who were guarded by cover two-man corners, which is like unreal. But if Jared can throw it up in a small area, our receivers, I feel like, can go up and get it. And that's something I saw all fall camp and was not really surprised by their performance on Saturday. But I look at the schedule, Vol Nation, and I agree with you. I'm saying 6-6 because if we can play clean, and I think these guys have bought in, I think this is a team we're going to see. Auburn helped Tennessee a little bit, too, because they were bad on offense. They were bad, and they had some infighting. I don't expect to continue to play teams that have internal issues like Auburn. But Auburn's front seven was vicious and nasty, and Tennessee was able to have success against that group. So I expect us to run the football a little bit better, not against Alabama, but a little bit better to finish the season, and I expect us to continue to throw the ball. And our defense, you look at Alontae Taylor, he ain't been playing like a freshman.
No, he did.
He hasn't. I mean, he hasn't been playing like a freshman. He's been playing like a sophomore. He's been playing very well. Bryce Thompson plays well, making plays on the ball. He just needs to work on tackling in space.
Clean the little things up.
Yeah, man. Tackle in space. You got to make sure you see what you hit, that you attack that outside shoulder. Whatever you're taught to do, you need to do that because you can't afford to miss a tackle against these Alabama wide receivers because they would take it to the house.
Now, my question, Danny Batuli being out, How will that impact the defensive rotation pertaining to our linebackers? Will they just bring Sapp up and then kind of roll on first half? And how do you see that? And was there anything that we did differently pertaining to our front four? Because if you watch that game, I mean, they said Hike and Johnson was in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Bane was in the backfield. You know, and I was like, where was this? You know, I mean, those guys were getting after it. And I wasn't sure if it, you know, I mean, if it was something that we changed up on the D-line, something that they saw, the anticipated snap cap count, you know, their offensive line just wasn't as good as we maybe heard they were. I wasn't sure, you know what I'm saying? Because that was significant, the pressure they were putting on that quarterback. And then timely blitzes from the corner and things of that nature when he would roll out, you know, forcing those inaccurate throws, forcing, you know, a little bit of a anxiety and panic in the quarterback. I mean, that's some of the things that we've been looking for all year. But we had not been able to get a quarterback on the ground. We had not been able to get pressure like that. And I didn't know how, with Daniel Petulli being out, you know, how that would impact, but maybe even that, or if there was something, you know, because if Jeremy Pruitt doesn't know anything else, he should know Alabama. You know?
Oh, yeah, inside out. I don't think it's going to make a big difference, but he does know him. Well, I think Sapp is the obvious replacement there. Thanks for the phone call, Vol Nation. I think that rotation in the spring is something that we kept our eye on, and that was Dan Kirkland Jr., Sapp, and Petulli. Kirkland is smart enough to move and play any position. He is very, very intelligent off the field and on the field, so I expect Dan Kirkland Jr. to have an expanded role. Think about this. When you're going up against the Auburn offense, it's very, very hard at the beginning of the game because you cannot – I don't think you can simulate their speed, their tempo in practice. And so the first drive, they usually are successful more times than not, and they were against Tennessee on Saturday. But if you're on the defensive line and you know they're going to snap it fast, you can jump the snap. You can anticipate when the ball's going to be snapped and possibly get in the backfield before the offensive line gets out of its stance.
I want to make this point before we go to break. On that second possession where Auburn was driving down the field and they kicked a field goal to make it 10-3,
mm-hmm.
Paul Bane is one of the reasons Tennessee wins that football game, because mm-hmm. on that goal line situation, he is the sole reason Tennessee got a stop on first and goal and second and goal. And I think if Auburn punches it in right there and makes it 14-3, maybe we're looking at a different football game because of the mentality of the defense. And Paul Bane just blew off the ball and really wrapped up, I believe it was Chandler Cox and Booby Whitlow, and he changed the outlook of that defensive possession with how he got off the ball in that first and second goal.
If you're a running back, your nickname got to be Booby. You can't be a Booby and play any other position, right? Mm-hmm. You can't be Booby and play offensive line or a receiver or be a punter or be a kicker. You have to play running back. What's the movie? What's the show?
Booby Miles. Booby Miles. It's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, you got to be a Booby.
But he was in the movie, not the actual show.
Yes. Yeah, the original movie.
Auburn may be poo-poo on the football field right now, but they have the best collection of names in all of college football.
Big Cat.
And then what was their corner that they brought in? Something Sunday. I'll have to look it up during the break. But they have a...
His new name is Jennings.
Yes, that is...
His new last name is Jennings.
And Jennings Callaway.
Our receivers is making people out there their daddies.
Auburn's DBs have like five different last names now. It's Palmer, Jennings, Callaway.
You are the father. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
It's It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
B Drive Waterproofing Hotline, live from the Low T Center Studio. It is Ben McKee, it's Charlie Burris, and myself, Jason Curtis Swain. That's me. Speaking of Curtis, I look forward to talking to the most famous Curtis in Tennessee football history. That is Curtis Majit. Kurt Majit.
Is that his name? Curtis?
Yeah, short for Curtis. Short for Curtis.
Curtis is short for Curtis.
Yeah, Kurt is short for Curtis. There we go.
Yeah. Sure.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Kurt is short for Curtis. So,
is Charles on your birth certificate, Charlie?
No, I am actually Charlie. Everybody asked me that, and it is Charlie. I'm named after an old relative who was Charlie.
Well, because I refer to you as Charles quite a bit, and then
You know, a bunch of other people, too. So
Jason referred to you as Charles off the top of the show.
Grew up, a lot of people call me Chuck, too. Got a lot of Chuck.
You look like a Chuck.
Had some Chaz, you know,
you
few of those.
You look like a Chaz, too. Frat boy Chaz.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, Chaz. Get the wine. Hurry up.
Sup, bro? It's Chaz here.
Get the wine. Get the wine. Hurry up.
No, I brought
Get the box of wine.
Brought Natty. Got the box wine.
Oh, my God.
Let's party.
No.
Get the wine. It's time for initiation.
That's where the butt chugging came from.
Oh, man. Okay, hour one here at the Swain Event. Nathan Lincoln, we want to wish your son, Trent, a happy birthday. He loves Tennessee football. He always knows that his birthday week is usually Bama hate week. So, happy birthday to Trent Lincoln.
Happy birthday. That's a rough week to have your birthday in.
It's a great week.
If you've, depending on how old your son is, I guess. When I was a kid, it was a great week. Always. Now it's a little more rough. But, hey, it's his birthday, so it's a good week. So happy birthday to Trent there.
Well, when you're a parent, you have to start keeping up with birthdays. And now since Josh Palmer and Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway, they are our parents. They have to now put their son's birthday on the calendar, make sure they have a reminder. And I could just hear Maury after Juwan Jennings' catch and Palmer's catch and Callaway's two Moss catches over the Auburn DBs because he made Auburn DBs his son. So, Juwan, man, you're going to catch up with Antonio Camardi here soon, man. You better calm down a little bit. Well, so.
I think Juwan has as many kids as Travis Henry, or maybe more because he's got Tease Tabor, or mm-hmm. Tease Jennings, rather.
We don't use Travis Henry. We use Camardi because he's not a Vol.
Fair enough.
And Camardi's got like 16 kids.
And Camardi forgot a name of one of them.
How do you do that? I guess when you have that many. No, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, he forgot one name. At least Travis Henry knows the name of his kids.
We hope.
He knows.
So, Vol. Juwan has
nothing to do with each other.
Tease. Juwan has Tease. He's got all of Georgia's defensive backs from that 2016 game in the Hail Mary, which was about five of them.
Correct.
So that's we'll put it at six kids. And then he has how many from the Auburn game? About three?
Well, he mossed just one.
But was it the same guy each time? Because you got to think.
Well, he
had to go back a little.
I know he had one 50-50 ball, but on some of those screens.
He did stop.
And then what about that linebacker that he had that crackback block on?
Yeah, we got to put him in there.
Yeah, so, and at what point does he become the father? Is it something like that where he just lays a heavy block?
Yeah, a block like that or getting moss, you've been sunned.
And the thing about I haven't seen this yet, which is disappointing because I want to see the Leonard Little-esque pitcher for Juwan because Juwan stood over that linebacker in the road unis against Auburn. You had that picture of Leonard floating around the internet.
Yeah,
can we get one of Juwan standing over the Auburn linebacker?
I'm pretty sure the VFL film guys can get a good photo of that.
We need that.
I'm pretty sure.
I need that in my life.
Nice and clean picture with their awesome equipment. When we did the promo for the Florida Week, their Dead End Barbecue at the bar, and so, you know, we do video and stuff, so I always pay attention to people's equipment now. That didn't sound weird, but anyways, I do pay attention to people's equipment, just depending on the place and the time, whatever.
Anyways, radio equipment, yeah.
But the camera, I asked one of the guys, I was like, man, how much is that camera? And they told me, I almost fell out of my chair. It was like as much as a house. And so they have real deal equipment. So they should be able to find a really clean photo of Juwan standing over the Auburn linebacker who is now his son. And I'm pretty sure you heard this. What happened there?
I don't know. The aux cord is
hit that.
You are the there we go. He is a father. There we go. We got
you
it.
Are the father.
Boom. There we go. There we go. Technology, come with me. Come on, follow me. Follow me this morning. So, yeah, he is the father of a couple kids out here, man. A couple DBs, a couple linebackers. And now it's time to just keep giving the ball to Juwan Jennings.
I agree.
I mean, there's no reason not to continue to do what you're doing. Just keep giving the ball to Juwan Jennings.
I agree. And that Auburn defensive back, thank you to Jordan and Angela for tweeting at me. Smoke Monday is the Auburn DB's name.
Sounds like a barbecue dish.
Or it's like Smoke Monday like at a special. At Dead End Barbecue.
Yeah.
What would
come out and watch us smoke the meat.
What would the special be?
I don't know.
Could literally be anything. I mean,
it could be
something yeah. smoked.
It could be anything. But speaking of a dead end, today's lunch special, new lunch specials, starting today is the barbecue cheddar meatloaf. Three cheddar meatloaf medallions glazed with Dead End Barbecue red sauce, paired with mashed potatoes, red gravy, and served with one side and a choice of bread. This is one thing I love about this time of year is smoked meatloaf. You cannot beat smoked meatloaf. And Dead End Barbecue is bringing out the barbecue cheddar meatloaf. Today on Tuesday. Tomorrow is the Sutherland specialty sliders.
Now, they haven't gotten rid of the Bernie Mac skillet, correct?
It is not on the new group of specials, but Ben, man, come on, you VIP, you should be able to ask them for the Bernie Mac skillet.
I'm sure they can make it work.
Yeah, I'm sure they can make it work.
George, if you're listening, I feel like I have a knife in my heart right
George,
now.
George, why have you betrayed us?
George. You can still get the Bernie Mac skillet, I'm sure. I'm sure you can. 865-255-03, we go around the SEC coming up next.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
All right, Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And speaking of SwainEvent.com, 42nd Street Design just put together the greatest website, and I think in history, because it's our website, so of course I'm going to be biased. 42nd Street did a great job. Sit down with me. I share with them kind of what I'm looking for with my marketing and my branding, and they made it come to life. Call Mike at 865-382-7007 or go to their website at 42nd Street, which is 42sd.com. You can call them or you can fill out a website form initially to get the process going, get the process started. Their websites are 100% custom, one of a kind. Feel confident that your brand was designed with the attention it deserves. That is 42nd Street Design, the leader in the market for branding, custom web design, logo design, and print design. Let's go around the SEC. Ben, where are we going today?
We have several injury updates, some big ones pertaining to Alabama. But first, I want to give some recognition and encourage the listeners of the Swain Event and Tennessee fans everywhere to visit the Allstate Sugar Bowl's Facebook page and vote for Jarrett Garantano to be the Manning Award Quarterback of the Week. He's going up against Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State, Jordan Ta'amu of Ole Miss, Iowa's quarterback who threw for 6 touchdowns this weekend, Iowa State, the raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette, Utah State, and FIU. But Jarrett was, without a doubt, with my orange and white colored glasses, was the best quarterback in the country this week. Yeah, take that to him.
Let me get ready for basketball season. Ben, can you do that again? Can you go through those quarbacks again?
I guess so. Yeah, just, you want me to go in the same order?
You just do the same thing.
Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State.
Sucks!
Jordan Ta'amu of Ole Miss.
Sucks!
Iowa's quarterback who threw 6 touchdowns over the weekend.
Sucks!
Iowa State's quarterback who destroyed West Virginia.
Sucks!
The raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette.
Stinks!
Utah State's, and it's not Chucky Keaton.
Stinks!
And Florida International University's.
Stinks!
I love it. I love it.
Gotta get ready for basketball season just a little bit there, right?
Correct. But I will retweet where you can click on the link that takes you to Facebook, and you can vote for JG to be this week's Manning Award Quarterback of the Week. Before we get to Alabama's injury updates, we're going to go to Arkansas to where Devoy Whaley, who is their big-time running back, will miss most of the season. I believe they're eyeing a return in November, but it's not very likely. He's having surgery on his foot. I believe it was fractured. So things just keep on going downhill for Arkansas. But on the bright side, from a Tennessee perspective, that gives fellow Vols son Aaron Hayden, a.k.a. Chase Hayden, a chance to step up and make some plays for Arkansas. So at least Chase Hayden will receive some more playing time in, while Devoy Whaley comes back. And then we didn't talk about this yesterday, but I don't know if you saw this video. But I guess let me get to this injury update before we talk about this. All three of Alabama's sophomore receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Smith, and Henry Ruggs, were limited during the viewing period of Alabama's practice yesterday. Smith is considered questionable with a hamstring injury. So if Alabama, Nick Saban, if you're listening, if you want to sit Tua this week, let him rest for the LSU game. If you want to sit your big three receivers, let them rest this weekend. I think that's a beautiful
thing. I think it's necessary. You know?
I agree. But I don't know if y'all saw this video of Raekwon Davis.
He got to go. This?
Yeah, it's bad. But if you did miss it, over the weekend, Alabama played Missouri, and Raekwon Davis got Missouri's left guard, Kevin Pendleton, on the ground, and he started boxing on him, giving a couple 1-2 hits, 1-2 punches here and there, and he was flagged on the play, but he was not ejected. On Monday, Alabama coach Nick Saban addressed Davis's actions, and he said that he visited with Commissioner Sankey about Raekwon's actions.
Visited?
We will handle that internally, and we will have him do some things. I think it should affect his playing time in the future.
Have him do some things?
What about a phone? What happened to the phone call?
Hey, you know where Greg Sankey's office is located.
Right. Since you're right down the road, you could make a trip and go visit the commissioner.
Or vice versa. You know, Nick Saban runs this conference. I bet Mr. Sankey visited him.
Wow. I mean, that was a page out of the Conor McGregor handbook right there. That was Dana White MMA,
Khabib
UFC style right there. Wow. Wow, this is cool. So I go to SB Nation to the article, and they have a tweet from a Bama fan who is a guy who went to the same high school as me. And that's their friend. Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, very, very small world right there. Yeah, so wow, weird. Small world. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. And he's a cool Bama fan, too. He's not like one of those Bama fans who are like, Coach Former leading the locker room to, he's singing about, I don't give a damn about Alabama. Wait a minute now. Well, I'm just learning about this. This is, now I'm triggered. I'm triggered now. I mean, we've beaten Tennessee the last 11, 12 times in a row, but now I'm triggered. Now I'm offended. Sit down somewhere.
I did like, we had a suggestion yesterday on Twitter to, at the Alabama game, to basically go out and have an Alabama bandwagon fan test and see, because so Alabama obviously has been so good.
Yes.
For the last decade. And so I'm sure they've gotten a lot of new fans just in the last decade. And so I want to say it was Chris from Georgia. He suggested that we go out and get Alabama fans and hold up pictures of players who played for Alabama before Nick Saban got there and see if they could recognize them.
I believe he wanted me to stand in front of Neyland Stadium.
Yeah.
With a picture of how do you say his first name? Tyron
Prothro.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was talking about. I guess he's talking about Sean Alexander. He just said Alexander.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, probably. Tyron Prothro. Yeah, y'all should do that.
No, go like I said we need to
Jimmy
go
Fallon style.
Brody Croyle. Get a picture of Brody Croyle.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all should go around the tailgates and just ask Alabama, random Alabama fans about things that happened before Nick Saban.
I'm going to do that.
You should. I'm telling you. And if anybody tries to steal their idea, it came from the Swain event first.
It came
from Chris in Georgia.
Yeah, well,
Chris
it came,
in Georgia. But we mentioned it.
And the Swain event is going through with it. Look up what time that tweet was yesterday, Charlie. That way, if somebody tries to take credit for what we're trying to do, we have a reference point that, A, this tweet came yesterday at.
And then, here we go. At 1:35 p.m.
Oh, 1:35 p.m., Monday, October 15th. And then on Tuesday, October 16th at 7:43 a.m., I said that I would do it.
And if anyone even thinks about doing it, we're going to tweet at you. We're going to get mad. We're going to get petty.
You know, Rick Pitino has his Tweetos. You're going to get your Sweetos with
no, Rick. No, sir.
My chart.
No, sir. We're not calling it Sweetos, bro. No. Let's move on.
I think with Ben, it's the Ben Makitos. Or
or we go with Charlie's, the Burritos.
Yes, yes. Call it the Burritos. All right, let's do it. All right, who we got there on the hotline?
We've got D'Arval.
D'Arval, good morning.
Hey, guys. You're talking about that. That's what drives me nuts about Alabama fans. I remember back when LSU and Alabama played in the national championship, we're sitting with a guy, never met him before. And so I didn't know Nick Saban used to coach at LSU.
Wow.
I said, that's about right.
What?
That is about right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, granted, this guy was he went to the Tennessee-Alabama game a few years before in Orange, and now Nick Saban shows up, and I guess that's when they invented football at Alabama to some fans.
Yeah, those bandwagon Bama fans, man, they crack me up. We should definitely do that, give Chris all the credit, but let's follow through with it, Ben, since you failed at Auburn. Golly, man, I can't trust you to do anything right.
All right, so hold on, time out. We're not going to delay his pass. So Saturday you took up for me. Sunday you took up for me. Yesterday you took up for me. Now you're going to blame me for it on Tuesday?
I'm flipping the switch, man. I'm flipping. I'm flipping my commitment. Sorry, no interviews, please. Respect my decision.
All right, Cade Mays.
Prayer hands.
Well, Ben, to your defense, I'd probably been beside myself. I wouldn't have been able to do it either. But I was watching the Jeremy Pruitt show last night, and something he said, and I was like, man, he is right. We got to quit. Well, we had to convert a lot of third and longs. And, you know, we were talking about how many wins coming up, and I can see 6-7 with the bowl win. But if we stick to having to do that on third down, especially those 50-50 balls, that, really makes me nervous for the future.
Yeah, that's hard to expect for them to do for the rest of the season. And now, yesterday there was some mention of the first down runs and how predictable they were and how unsuccessful they were, and that is valid. I'm saying, like, it's okay to mention that. All I was saying is yesterday in that moment with Jared kind of having a record setting day, I thought it was kind of a bad time to mention it and bring it up and criticize. But if you are Jeremy Pruitt, that's something that you're looking at that you want to improve on, Tyson Helton, that you want to be more successful on first down because you want to have more manageable third downs. You want to be able to say, okay, let's run it or pass it on third downs. So that means it's either third down in or one, two, or three. That's what you want ideally. But, hey, Tennessee was pretty damn good against Arkansas. Not Arkansas, but Auburn, when it was third down and long. So you are right, D.R. Vol. Ideally, you want it to be third down and shorter, not third down at 8+ and 10+.
I agree. And, you know, I'm hoping that shows Helton that JG, I mean, I've had the confidence in him. I think that shows that he can do it on first down, if that makes any sense. Like, go ahead and make that throw on first down because he's got the arm to do it. And I'm going to tell you what, I took a lot of pride. I love saying I told you so. After that game JG had, because I had people, even at my own church. In fact, I went to a different church because of my smart aleck post. But all y'all people that want Chris out there, shut up and sit down after that. I mean, and then I recommended them to the Swain show. You know, it's just nice to see that out there where people just, you know, that don't even know what's going on, really. You know, kind of like y'all going to practice and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're wanting Chris because JG's back there getting killed and can't get a throw off, you know.
Yeah, the Chris crowd was so annoying. Golly, I was trying to be as nice as I could, but man, they were being so annoying. I do have a question though for D.R. Vol. Did we miss him? Okay, let's. D.R. Vol, I got one more question for you. Did you just say you changed churches?
I went to a different church Sunday, so I wouldn't have to hear that crap. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm very petty when it comes to I told you so with my balls.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the guy knew the post was directed at him, and I was like, you know what? We're going to go worship the Lord somewhere else. Of course, I did wear my checkerboard socks to a new church. Of course, they all thought I was crazy. Like, man, that white boy can't dress.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, you have to be successful on third downs, I think, in some different ways moving forward. I really do. I don't know if you can expect Jared to go perfect 8 for 8 on third down and 8+. I don't know if you can expect that moving forward. The defense is going to make adjustments, so we have to be better on first downs. That means mixing it up a little bit with the run, passing it a little bit. There's nothing wrong with running trips right, a bunch of formation, and everyone run 5-yard routes and just catch the ball right there, and now 2nd and 5. And then you run the ball for 2 yards. Hopefully you run the ball for 2 yards. And now it's 3rd and 3. Manageable third down. There's ways to win on first down. And you don't have to throw the ball deep on first down, but you're going to have to mix it up a little bit with the run and the pass for sure. Because, again, defenses are going to adjust. They're going to look at the Auburn game film, and they're going to stop everything that you were successful at that Auburn game. Well, they're going to try to stop it. All right, we have Attaboy coming up next.
There's a 50% chance of showers today, cloudy with a high of 62 and a low of 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 67 and a low around 40. More sunshine on Thursday with a high in the lower 60s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry.
industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
I have an idea. Let's talk about Tennessee-Auburn game until Friday about 9:45.
Nah.
So last segment of the show, we'll talk about Tennessee-Alabama game.
No.
The what game?
I say we talk about Tennessee's win over Auburn until next Wednesday when we need to start talking about the South Carolina game.
Oh, yeah. All right, Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every 2 minutes, a woman in the United States is diagnosed with breast cancer. And Premier Surgical's physicians partner with each breast cancer patient to help them choose the treatment option that is best for them. Premier Surgical uses a team approach with surgeons that conference weekly with a specialty team that includes oncologists, radiologists, pathologists, and reconstructive surgeons. So visit PremierSurgical.com right now for more information about their breast cancer surgical treatment. That is Premier Surgical expertise you can trust. I have an attaboy for the one and only Jordan Bone, point guard for the Tennessee Volunteers basketball team. Yesterday, he was named to the Bob Cousy Award watch list. And now, I'm not a big watch list guy, but I like this a lot because there are only 20 players on this watch list. It's not like college football where there's like 90 players and one from every team in America. It's 20 players, and this award each year goes to the best point guard in America. And essentially, this recognition says more or less in the eyes of, I believe, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, that Jordan Bone is one of the 20 best point guards in America coming into this season. And that's a huge recognition for a player who came in completely under the radar. It, you know, just a kind of middle-rated five-star, you know, wasn't highly touted, and has just come in, put his nose to the grindstone, put in a ton of work, and is now considered one of the best point guards in America. I think it's awesome. He may not win the award, but just being recognized in the preseason as one of those guys, you know, one of the best in America, is very cool, and yet another reason why Tennessee basketball is doing so well right now. So love that recognition. Attaboy to Jordan Bone, and hopefully he can go out and ball this season.
My attaboy goes to all of the recognition that Tennessee football is receiving for their performance against Auburn over the weekend. You had Kyle Phillips winning the SEC Defensive Player of the Week, and then Jarrett Garantano being named co-SEC Offensive Player of the Week, along with Ole Miss quarterback Jordan Ta'amu. But then you also had Kirk Herbstreit really stepping up and speaking to the performance of not only Jarrett Garantano, but Jeremy Pruitt. He tweeted out yesterday, "And something a college football fan asked me to do starting this week, my coach's performances of week 7, and he had Jeremy Pruitt ranked as the 4th best coaching job of the week. He also mentioned Tennessee as his top performances of the week and mentioned Jarrett Garantano. And then if you were on Twitter yesterday, you saw Mr. Kirk Herbstreit go a little more in depth on Jarrett's drive that put Tennessee ahead, which ended up being the 25-yard touchdown pass to Juwan Jennings. So here is Kirk Herbstreit talking about Jarrett Garantano and his toughness on that drive.
Since over the weekend, one of the games that I think may have gotten lost nationally is this Tennessee game. Tennessee and Auburn. Auburn ranked, Tennessee not. They're down. Tennessee's down 4 here with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. I think this drive we'll look back at is potentially a turning point, not just in Tennessee's season, which would lead them to a victory, but I think the growth of their quarterback, which is very important to the rest of the season. Jarrett Garantano, a 5-star, super talented player, but I think he grew up in this drive as far as his maturity and his decision-making. This is 2nd and 14 at their own 20. They're down 4. He picks up about 13 yards here on that scramble, recognizes that the linebackers have cleared out, so now it gives them a chance on 3rd and 1, which they end up converting and picking up a first down. So this keeps that drive alive to eventually lead them to a really, really big third down. And the reason this third down is big is not just because they end up converting it, but I think it's also going back to the quarterback, Garantano. He ends up getting hit as he throws his football. It really impressed me. You can see that they end up hitting Jennings for a huge gain here, which is a big play. But watch the quarterback as he throws the ball right there. His knees get taken out. Look at the accuracy. Gives his receiver a chance. Now, the scramble sets up 3rd and 1. The throw on 3rd and 10 by Garantano. Now they're down to about the Auburn 20. Now they're starting to look good, feeling good about the possibility of maybe scoring. And they're going to come up with another big third down. It's right here. Watch him get hit again. You talk about growing up in one drive, chance to drop back, throw, boom, gets hit again the last second, touchdown again to Jennings. Now Tennessee takes the lead. I'm telling you right now, that could be a pivotal point in this young man's career, and it led the Vols, that drive, to eventually winning in Jordan-Hare when not very many people thought they could do it. But good job by Jarrett taking those shots and delivering a big, big drive for the Vols.